So if you were an investment banker at Goldman Sachs, what would you do with your free time, especially as you're facing some pretty serious pressure from both the public and the media? People don't like you. They think you're a bad guy or bad woman there. But if you had free time, wouldn't you while it away analyzing the chances of all the different World Cup teams? 75 pages long, that's how long the analysis is of players, countries, and all the economies taking part in the 2010 World Cup matches. Joining us now, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And seriously, Louise, what's the point of this long-held tradition of this analysis? It's hard for me to believe the point isn't to establish odds for betting so Goldman Sachs can somehow make money.
Well, you certainly might have workers at Goldman or clients who are privately in little pools for the World Cup, but this report is more about great marketing among their clients. They distribute it to all of them, and actually they also post it on their website so anyone can see it, which is unusual
for
Goldman.
Free?
Yes, I mean, Goldman usually charges for all of these reports, but this World Cup one is about fun prediction, and they have every country in there that's entered in the World Cup.
Right, all the qualifying teams.
Right, and they talk about their economies, but also about their odds in the competition.
And even how each player is going to do.
They do. They have this feature called the 2010 Dream Team, and it was selected in a vote by about 3,000 of their clients. And the clients put Wayne Rooney on the team and Kaká, from Brazil, and Lionel Messi from Argentina. So they came up with a team. They have a center pullout where you can look at the schedule and the players. I mean, this is not normal, nerdy, statistical stuff. It really is Goldman, you know, showing
it's
fun side.
A little nerdy.
Okay, well, I would say the nerdiest part in here is this thing that they call the Growth Environment Scores, GES. And what they did is they came up with this metric that includes things in countries like corruption, rule of law, inflation, and education level. And what they showed is that for smaller countries, if you have a good growth environment score, so if you have low corruption, higher rule of law, that over time you do better in the World Cup.
Huh. Well, but how, I mean, they've done this four times. How accurate have they been?
Well, you know, I don't even think Goldman Sachs is really able to predict the winners. But for this year, they're predicting that England, Argentina, Brazil, and Spain get to the semifinals.
Really? Say this again?
England, Argentina, Brazil.
For all of those of you who are betting on the World Cup, Goldman Sachs says put your money on England.
Well, what I was trying to figure out when reading this, I got to tell you, given what we've been seeing about Goldman in the news, is there some way to make negative bets with this information? You know, all the controversy.
And then could you hedge those bets?
Could you hedge them? You know, maybe for next year's report or the next time around for the World Cup, Goldman will have a section on hedging your bets in the World Cup.
And then insuring it in case it loses. Then you could insure yourself against the loss of that money in that bet, right?
Celeste, you are a Goldman expert.
I'm wondering if this is going to start at, you know, maybe Goldman can invest in the international market in vuvuzelas. It seems like that market's growing. Or maybe that one needs to be shorted, too, since they want to ban them.
Well, Louise, I mean, this is really sort of a media tool that they use. I mean, how effective do you think it is? With all of the sort of bad press that Goldman's getting, how much can this analysis of the World Cup actually do for them? Can it get some traction?
Look, Goldman's number one argument to the world, to regulators, to the media, to their shareholders is that they serve their clients well and that their clients like the work that they do for them. And this is something they've been putting out for their clients since 1998 to show them, you know, a lighter side of the business and to improve their relationships and keep good relationships. So this is a sign of the kind of thing they've been doing a long time, and they want to show the public this side of them.
Does their predictions about the World Cup have any influence over whether or not people think they're going to make good predictions about other world economies?
Well, you know, let's watch how they do this year.
We'll bring you back, Louise,
okay,
to see how they did. You can actually read more on Goldman Sachs' economic analysis of the World Cup teams and the countries and the players. That's all at our website, thetakeaway.org.